Hello.
Hey, Christopher, it's Victor calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today? How's it going so far?
I'm doing good, yourself?
That's good. That's pretty good. I'm doing pretty good too. Just to give you a really quick update, I did receive the little text message you sent me. So right now we're almost finished with the process on the Google Verified. We're pretty much on the last step. Once Google Verified starts, you're automatically going to be showing up in first place. So that's all the way up top on the sponsored section. And well, we are already working on organically moving you up higher than the 12th place, right? We're constantly working on that on a daily basis. But what we are missing to expedite the process a little bit more, a lot more actually, any type of reviews that you could get and more pictures, right? Because if you send us more pictures, we could do the post a lot more frequently, and that's going to give you a lot more visibility. So both of those are the only things that we're going to be asking from you moving forward. Anytime you get the chance, send us more pictures so we have more content. And, of course, try reviews, right? Right now we have you on the first page. What was that?
Reviews from anywhere?
Reviews for the Google page.
Oh, okay.
The Google Business Profile. Look, I'm going to send you the special link that we created for you. This is the link that you're going to be sending directly to the clients, right? That way they don't give you an excuse of, I don't know where to leave the review, I don't know if I got lost, or for whatever reason. This link is going to send them directly to either just leave you the 5 stars, or if they want to leave a good comment, they could leave a good comment too.
Okay. Yeah, because I do have a couple other reviews on other websites, but not on Google. I have been noticing too that people are getting like these Google cards that you can just basically tap the customer's phone when you're there, and then it sends them right to the review page. Do you guys know anything about that or offer that kind of service, or is it just the link that you sent me?
What do you mean by Google cards?
It's like a card that you carry with you, so when you're done, you basically tap their phone and it sends you right to the Google review page.
Like a QR code?
I'm not sure what it is exactly. It's more like a Wi-Fi type thing, so like kind of like when you pay tap to pay deal, like you tap your card on the phone and it takes payment. It's kind of like that, where you tap it on their phone and then it automatically like sends it to a Google page. So I've been seeing a lot of those lately. And then I have a friend that's a plumber, and he says that they have those cards and that they've gotten like over 1,000 reviews in just a few months once they started using them. Because it's you're right there, and you basically send them the link as you're standing there. Like you literally go to their phone instantly.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Honestly, I'm not familiar with that. I will check it out with the team. Maybe it's something that we could definitely implement in the future, because right now we do have that special link, and you do have the option to generate a QR code as well. But
Yeah.
I see what you mean. It's like tap and pay, but instead of tap and pay, it's like you tap it and it sends them, like it forcibly sends them to the review page, right? Because like they already
Right.
talked on it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So I know there is a lot of like small businesses that do that, and provide those cards. The ones that provide those cards is a bunch of little, but I just don't know if there's legit ones or not. I mean, there's a lot of scammers nowadays, so it's kind of hard to figure out which ones are legit and or not.
I'm honestly, this is the first time I hear about that, because we do help with business cards, right? We could help you with creating a business card and a little design and everything, but that specifically, honestly, this is the first time I'm hearing about it.
Okay. No, yeah, I do have my business cards already, and I got QR code that sends them directly to the website on it and all that. So I got that already all set up. My other question, since you're on the phone, is I've been getting a lot of like so-called leads, but some of them are like bill collectors or not bill collectors, but they're just, you know, just random people. Like I think I've gotten like 7-8 leads off of like Facebook, and not one of them has been like a valid lead. Like they don't answer. Like I'll answer the phone, nobody's responding on the other line. They call back, nothing. They're kind of weird. So I'm just wondering, I'm not getting charged for those, right? You said it was just for the Google ones.
Oh yeah. You don't get charged for those right now. In the beginning, that's normal because it's a new business and you're starting to get more visibility, right? But I did see that, and we did implement a couple of changes a while ago, so you should start seeing less and less of those, right? But
okay, I'm getting calls from like Arizona and stuff like that, or like some of the ones that do look like, I did get one lead, it was a valid lead, but she was all the way in Sacramento, which is like 2.5 hours away. So I was like, unfortunately, that's a little too far. And it was like she called like 4:00 in the evening, and she was like, can you come right now? I'm like, it's going to take me 2.5 hours just to get there. So, I mean, it's just sometimes the distance is a little too far. So I don't know if there's a way that you guys can make the distance a little bit more local.
Like, for example, in regards to distance, right now where we're promoting is, well, of course, Los Baños, Merced County, San Benito County, and Stanislaus County, which would be...
That's the areas that I was asking for, but I'm getting calls for outside of the counties, those counties, so...
Because at least where we're promoting you, like in the ads and everything, it's not possible for you to show up outside of those counties unless a client or somebody has all the settings within the areas, but they're just located outside of it, right? Is possible a lot of times. But
yeah, I mean, that one was once, but I mean, I am getting calls from like people are purposely, like there is one company who's I'm trying to get financing with, and I told them right now I'm not, they're trying to sign me up for financing for the customers, and I'm like, well, right now my business is kind of slow. I don't really need to do financing. And they went through the website and they called me through there, and it came up as a lead, and it was them. And I'm like, what? So I'm just making sure that these aren't being considered as leads, because obviously they're not leads. And so if it does come to the case, even when like Google comes into effect, and I mark it as not a valid lead, would I still get charged even though it says not a valid lead?
No. If it's not a valid lead, like you said, it's not a valid lead, right? Right now, all of these, you don't get charged for these, right? This is all the visibility that you're getting. We're starting to promote you. They're starting to see you a lot more frequently. So you are going to be getting a lot of calls in the beginning, and a lot of them might not be business-related, but that's completely normal at first, right? Especially getting calls from like competitors from us, because they see the business, they see it's visible, and they see an opportunity in which this is like, oh, look, he doesn't have much reviews yet, but he's already on the first page. This is an opportunity for us to provide our service, right? But it's the same service that we're providing. But you are going to be getting a lot of those calls in the beginning. I know it might seem a little bit frustrating, but no worries. Especially when the Google Verified kicks in. On that one specifically, I will be monitoring it a lot more closer too. But if it's not a valid lead, trust me, you are not going to be getting charged for that.
Okay.
Also, even if it's somebody like really away from you, as long as within the call you're just straight up with them and you tell them, it's like, look, if that's too far, I cannot go, just like the one you mentioned earlier, you wouldn't be getting charged for that one either.
Okay, and then so again, I think you kind of already touched on, but do you have like more or less or more of a time frame when the verification will get done?
I apologize. You cut off there for a bit. I wasn't able to hear you.
I was just asking if you know like more a time frame more or less when once the verification will be done.
So for Google Verified, right now we're running a couple of tests for ad visibility. It shouldn't take any longer than next week. So next week, I can't guarantee you specifically what day, but I will be reaching out to you.
Okay. So I shouldn't have to pay for the Google ads or anything like that, right?
For the Google Verified, we do need a budget, and that's exactly what we're testing it for. We're testing the ad visibility to see around what would be the best budget for you.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, definitely. I'll be in touch with you next week. Honestly, I doubt it will be later today. Most likely in the beginning of next week. Either way, I will keep you updated on that. And I am seeing that you are marking everything as not a valid lead, which is great because I was able to see that and I was able to make a couple of changes. So just make sure you keep track of those and disposition them how they should be. That way we can monitor all those changes, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, first of all, right? And
yeah.
I'm sure if you have any other questions for me, Chris?
That's it for now.
Okay. Definitely. Well, thank you for your time and have a good rest of your day. We'll be have a good rest of your weekend.
Good. Thank you. You too. Happy Easter.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.